It can sometimes be harder to rest and allow ourselves to recover guilt-free than it is to stay going. It's usually difficult to get started, and it's difficult when we have an injury or we have a vacation, how we can work around that. In this episode, I want to talk to you about really resting, knowing when it's okay to allow yourself a few days to recover. You can always get back into it when you return or when you've recovered. Like vacation, it's supposed to be a time for rest and recovery and not as many workouts and a few extra treats. It's about also, most often, still physical demands of your body in different ways. It's about new memories, happy memories being made. And honestly, you have to be at least half well, feeling well, mentally and physically, for your vacations and rest time to be what you want them to be and to be the best they truly can be, right? Therefore, that needs to be your new healthy goal. In this episode, I want to keep it short and sweet, but I really want to motivate you and break down how before vacation, during vacation, after vacation, they're important and they don't have to be an obstacle that makes it impossible for you to work out. Some vacations you may be able to get a workout in, a different kind of workout in, go for it. But other vacations you don't get to do that. And that can make it more challenging to get back into your workouts when you return and getting back on track. But during vacation, you want to be feeling good mentally and physically. You want to feel your best. You don't want to be slowed down on what you can do on your vacation because you're not taking care of your health. Like, I'm in pretty good shape, but I still feel guilty because I know I could be in better shape for the vacation I have in less than a week, literally taking my kids to Disney. So I feel like I should be at my absolute best shape possible. And I think it's been good because I've used it as a positive motivation to get my workouts in, get work done so I can take time off and enjoy my vacation with my family. And I think it shouldn't be a guilt or a reason or an excuse. That's where a lot of us get stuck, is we feel like, oh, well, I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. There's no point in me doing a workouts plan for a week. There is so many points to it. Like, I have not been the best with my workouts this week because I've been prioritizing work, recording these podcasts, recording videos for clients, other things, packing. I've put myself at the bottom of my priority list, but what is happening is I'm being slowed down on what I can do before vacation because of the fact that I'm not prioritizing myself. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not putting in the priority to get workouts in. And I'm slowing myself down in that process. So even though I'm not taking those 20 minutes, which yes, you're losing, you're gaining more when you take the 20 minutes, you take the 30 minutes, you do the short workouts. They give you energy. They make you feel better mentally to be able to do all that we got to do right before vacation. I'm talking about vacation, yes, because I'm going on vacation, but let's be real. We all go on vacations a couple times a year. And if you're not having a vacation soon, you're still, it's somewhere within reach. It could be just a small weekend vacation. Before that, I know you can prepare to get a few extra workouts in each week for a couple weeks. That's a good, healthy motivator to give yourself the kick in the butt that you need leading up to vacation. Think of it like a natural wave. No longer you want to be doing like all or nothing, all or nothing. It's painful, painful, ripping off band-aids all the time. But if you do a little extra workouts before vacation, you can do either a little less or none while you're on vacation, and that makes it a little easier when you're getting back on track. You can just get a little bit of workouts in because you were doing none. Or if you're doing a little bit, you can either just do a little more. It's not about going from one extreme to another. That's what hurts you. That's what makes it feel so hard, is when you're doing all or nothing. One snack, changing one snack every day of the week, that makes a difference. It doesn't have to be all your meals are healthy and perfect. It can be just one or two. That's better than none. Don't underestimate small changes. But remind yourself it should be for the right reasons. Like, I prepare and work so damn hard before vacation so that I freaking deserve and I feel so good, and there's no guilt at all when I'm on my vacation, because I know I earned it and I worked extra to be able to do a little less on my vacation. Right? It's not an unhealthy way of punishing yourself because you overate a donut or something like that. That's not healthy. Healthy is, you know, you are sure as hell on vacation going to eat the donuts. You're going to eat the ice cream. You're going to eat whatever the hell you want, and you should. You're going to probably drink if you do a little more than what you normally do. You eat more takeout than what you normally do, and that's okay, because when you get back, that's motivation to be like, oh, I cannot wait to get back to my healthy eating again. You'll feel excited again to get back to that, but it's also a great motivator before to eat a little bit healthier to prepare for the fact that there's going to be less control while you're away. And if you know you ate healthier before and you're going to get back on track eating healthier when you return, guess what? It doesn't really freaking matter, even if it's a 2 or 3 week vacation, if you eat not that great. It's about, again, having this smoother wave through all the seasons, all the vacations, all the different stages of your life. There'll always be little waves, but try to make them little. That's the goal. Not tidal waves that hit you, knock you down, make you go, oh, nothing. And, oh, I'm going to be perfect. That never helps you. And then you don't feel good when you are resting or recovering, right? I want you to feel guilt-free. I want you to feel freaking good and actually truly rest and allow yourself to say, okay, I've been doing so good consistently with my workouts. I'm sick right now. Hell yeah, I deserve some days off, a few extra to recover. And then when I'm feeling better, I can always get back into it then. But if you're doing nothing, you don't have to go from that to doing crazy long workouts, perfect workout routine. You can miss a few workouts. You can have some unhealthy meals mixed in with healthy ones. It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. But think of healthy motivators to give you the kick when you need it, like a few weeks before vacation, or a week before vacation, or just going on vacation in general, knowing that you want to feel your best mentally and physically. I want to be so present, feel so good while I'm on vacation the whole time. And to be able to do that, I got to make sure I'm taking care of myself right now, leading up to vacation, on vacation, and then I don't wait too long after I get back to start taking care of myself again. You don't have to do extremes of anything. I'm somebody who has been always like a creature of habit. I try to step outside my comfort zone, but not too much. I like the weight room, but don't really like the home workout. Like, a little particular, but honestly, I'm going on vacation for a long time, and there's going to be no way there's any equipment at all available, but I've considered doing some body weight movements and workouts, just 2 workouts. That way, a couple mornings or slower days, I could do them and feel so much better. It could take like 15 minutes, and it would be not like me at all to want to do this, but that would be a way for me to feel better. I could go for a run if that was possible and I wasn't going in a country I would not feel safe running in. But you know what I mean? Like, just walking more when you're on vacation. Obviously, you're eating unhealthier, but if you can do movement while you're there, that will also contribute to you feeling good during your vacation. Because remember, working out is not to lose weight for vacation. Working out is something you should do consistently because it makes you feel good mentally and physically. And we have a lot on our plates, most of us. And to be able to do what's already on our plate or do more than what you are doing right now, if you want to add more, do you want to feel better so that you can do more, you got to take care of yourself. You got to be feeling good mentally. You got to be feeling good physically. You need to be exercising, moving your body, eating some real food. Healthy goals, healthy motivators that you can create for yourself. Not punishments for overeating junk. That's not how you should be associating working out and exercising. Rest, recover. If you get sick and it's something that's truly like knocked you down, take a few extra days of rest. Drink some more water, but don't eat a bunch of junk food and expect to feel better faster. Give your body good food because that's how it'll recover faster. Obviously, you may not feel like eating the same healthy foods as what you do when you're not sick, but you can eat all breakfast foods. You could eat different healthy versions of foods, what you feel like eating. But in the end, we need healthy food. Even when you're on vacation, another small thing you can do is make healthy choices sometimes, or half healthy choices. Put eggs in there even if you're going to have the crepe, or you know what I mean? Get the Subway if it's an option. It doesn't have to be perfect. It never does. It could just be a meal here and there, but yeah, that makes a difference. Same thing as the workouts. A workout here and there makes a difference. It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. And to be able to really rest, honestly, and rest guilt-free, you got to give effort. You got to work hard at something. Then take your rest, right? To be able to keep your body healthy, to not be sick as often or get injured as often or whatever else, you need to take care of yourself. You need to eat good food most of the time. You need to work out regularly. I've been working out for 12, maybe 13 years, maybe a little longer. And I've never had a huge injury. I've never broke anything yet, knock on wood. And I have not been perfect with my health in any ways. But I truly believe because of the fact that I've moved my body on a consistent basis for so long, that has super contributed to me having stages of my life where I wasn't eating that healthy. Because of the fact that I was exercising, it just helped a little bit. But they go hand in hand. Our mindset, how we think about our motivators, our nutrition habits, again, they don't have to be perfect. Our workout routine, it doesn't have to be perfect. It would be so much better if you could do shorter workouts more consistently than a few workouts super long. Rarely. You'll feel better by doing shorter workouts more consistently. You'll feel better when you're going to the gym because of a healthy reason, or where you're doing extra workouts because of a healthy motivator that you've created for yourself, not because you've been eating junk food and binging and you're doing extra cardio. Like, that's not a healthy association. Make sure you have a healthy mindset. Make sure you're just focusing on eating healthy because that's how you feel better. And that you're working out, again, to feel better mentally and physically. Not just before vacations, not just during or afters, but at all stages, whatever that looks like for you. It could be a home workout, a gym workout, a spin class, yoga class. Try to do a mix of weight training and cardio training. Any more bonus on that is bonus. But if you are sick or injured, recover, rest, focus on your nutrition a little bit more. Allow yourself to rest if you've worked out enough or it is a vacation. You can get back into it when you return or when you're recovered or when you're feeling better. But don't use as an excuse to never return, never get back into it. Right? You got this. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this episode helps you. If you are preparing for a vacation, you're on a vacation, you just got back from a vacation, or you got one coming up soon or half soon, remind yourself that vacation is, yeah, it's supposed to be a time of rest. It's supposed to be about happy, feel good memories. So you need to take care of yourself for the reason of at some point you will have a vacation and you'll want to feel good on that vacation. So take care of yourself now so that you're able to enjoy your vacation to your fullest. Work a little extra, give a little more so you can rest a little more later.